Prestige Paving.
This is Gabe for John, please.
Man, this is calling.
Yeah, this is Gabe with Gabe Bank of Cardiff here.
One moment.
Hello.
Hi, is this John?
Yes.
Hey, John, this is Gabe with Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Good.
Good. I just wanted to follow up in regards to your online application here. Is now a good time? Do you have a few minutes to chat about it there?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, great. So, yeah, I just kind of wanted to gauge, you know, what your need is there. It looks like you're looking to bring on some capital for some expansion.
Yes.
Okay, and what kind of what figure did you have in mind there?
$500,000.
$500,000. Okay. So you're looking for about $500,000. Okay. What's the timeline like on that? Are you looking to bring that on pretty soon?
As soon as possible.
Okay. Are you guys bringing on some new contracts, I'm assuming, or what do you have lined up there for the expansion?
Yes, we are. We're getting
new
very
contracts.
Busy.
New contracts, very busy. Okay. And you are, it looks like you're 100% owner there, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Gross annual sales about $5 million last year?
$5 million plus.
Okay. Any current loans open with the business right now?
No.
No current loans, okay. And how would you define your personal credit there?
My personal credit?
Yeah.
About a 760.
Okay. Just to kind of, you know, go back on that and clarify, this would be a business loan, so it would only show up on your business credit. Just kind of a question we have to ask here, make sure you don't have an excessive amount of liens or anything like that there. It looks like you have no liens or bankruptcies there is good. Okay. Yeah, just to, are you familiar with working capital at all? Have you had a working capital loan in the past?
No.
Okay. Well, just to give you an idea here of what you can expect, we typically lend 10% of your gross annual sales, sometimes up to 15%, but, you know, you literally be right on there for what you're looking at as far as the $500,000 being the, you know, 10% of your your $5 million gross annual sales. So we're right on the ball there as far as what we'd be able to lend to you.
Are you a broker?
We do a lot of stuff in-house, and we also have a lot of relationships with banks. So it kind of just depends on what the underwriters decide to do with your file.
Are you an actual bank?
We're not a depository bank. We do use a lot of our own money for lending. Sometimes if we can get you into a better program, you know, we have relationships that we've had for several years.
I mean, are you registered as a bank?
I'm confused as to what you mean by that.
Like
we're not.
Let's take Ally for instance. They're a finance company for General Motors, I believe. They recently got their credentials as a bank.
So we're not a bank in a traditional sense. As you know, we're not gonna, you know, we're not a depository institution. So we're not taking your deposit. We strictly do commercial lending and equipment financing.
Okay.
For businesses only. Not we
the
don't
finance
do
finance company.
Yeah, we don't do any consumer lending, strictly commercial finance.
Okay.
Yeah, but just to what kind of to dig a little deeper here, what kind of return on investment are you expecting here with this the $500,000?
What kind of turnaround investment? What does that mean?
What kind of return on investment? How much do you think this $500,000 is gonna make you?
At least double.
So about you think about a 50% margin. Okay, gotcha. Okay. Yeah, and just to since you're probably not too familiar with working capital programs, the terms typically anywhere from 1 to 3 years. 3 years being the longest here. It's an unsecured program. You're not leveraging any aspects of your business. properties there. We have programs with daily, weekly, monthly payments, and you pay anywhere from 10 cents on the dollar to 30 cents on the dollar, worst case scenario, and it's a fixed cost. It's not your typical compounding APR interest rate. So upon getting you an approval, you'd say, hey, John, you're borrowing $500,000. You're paying back $560,000, just as an example. So that's kind of a rundown of the program there. It looks like you have the place mortgaged. How much are you paying monthly there?
Nothing.
Okay, so you own it outright.
Correct.
Gotcha. Perfect.
So your interest rates are between 10 and 30%, and you're saying it's a fixed percentage.
Correct. It's just a fixed cost associated with the funds. Oh, it's pretty similar to a percentage rate, except it's not compounding.
But 10 to 30 is pretty high.
Correct. It's not the cheapest capital. However, you know, what we look at when we lend is we're looking at, you know, as far as getting you into the best program possible, we're looking at sales, we're looking at time in business, we're looking at credit. So, you know, for you, you have all three of those lined up looking good, you know, which makes me think we can get you into one of our better programs here. So,
what, under 10?
I would say around 10. Very rarely do I see under 10, but that's kind of just like the ballpark, 10 to 30 cents on the dollar. And, you know, with your investment, I mean, you know, with your return on investment there, it sounds like you could still make a lot of money, you know, having access to this capital. So,
right.
Just as far as the application process goes, we look at 6 months business bank statements. Let's see what you guys. You guys are an S corporation, so we'll look at the first page of your 1120S. And then what I'm going to do is get an application out to you, just pre-filled out. That'll just require a wet signature. Just sign and date that. We typically get you an answer between 1 to 2 days, business days, of receiving the documentation.
Right.
So,
If I decide not to go through with this, do you destroy all my information?
Yeah. There's no obligations. You know, we're not going to... There's no strings attached with a proposal. You know, we've been around for a long time. We've been around for about 13 years. So we're not like a... You know, one of these capital companies that I'm sure are badgering you, calling you, you know, that have just popped up in the last few years. We've been at this for quite some time, so. But, yeah, you know, I'd definitely like to see what we can get done for the business there. Let me see if I have an email address on file for you here to shoot you off that information. Yep, I have a Sid at Prestige Paving Corp. .com. Okay. Yeah, what I'll do here, John, is I will put together the pre-filled application with the information you provided just for a wet signature, and then I'll kind of just pinpoint the couple items we discussed that we'll need to move forward. 6 months business banks, again, and just first page of that 1120S with the gross annual sales there. And let's say you get that in today, I would expect to have an answer for you Monday, Tuesday at the very latest.
All right. Yeah, it's not going to be today.
Yeah, no problem. Just whenever you can. I'm sure you're busy there. But yeah, I'll get that email sent off to you here shortly. It'll have all my contact information at the bottom, my direct line, if you do have any questions about the process. And I'll attach the application and just make note of the items we need to proceed here on your file. Alrighty?
Okay.
Sound good? Alrighty, yep. John. Yeah, I'll get that email sent out to you here in the next 15 minutes or so. And yeah, I look forward to hearing from you and seeing what we can do. Looks like you have a good business there. So, yep, we'll be in touch soon, all right?
Okay.
And yeah, if you have any questions, like I said, my number will be in the bottom of that signature. You know, feel free to reach out and contact me here. Alrighty?
Yep.
Alrighty, John. You have a great day.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.